This is CliffCentral.com.
My name is Sonia Booth. Welcome to the Opinion Booth. Be strong. The two most dangerous words that can come out of your mouth. 11 July, I took delivery of my brand new SUV. Less than 3 weeks later, 31 July to be precise, was day one of a great opportunity that I had been working towards for more than a year. I went out for lunch by myself to reflect on and celebrate this opportunity. Then I drove home a few hours later. Unfortunately, I got involved in a car accident, and you can only imagine my mental and emotional state. I was in shock and disorientated, but a guardian angel opened my car door and held my hand. "Hi, are you hurt in any way? I am an ICU nurse," she said. "Me, I don't know. Is the other driver okay?" Minutes later, a tow truck driver opened my door, and the first thing he asked was if I had insurance. I was gobsmacked, as you can imagine, and I was actually too shocked to even respond. In no time, I was surrounded by at least 5 tow trucks, and eventually an ambulance arrived. One paramedic opened my car door and he asked, "Do you have medical aid?" A few seconds later, "Can you walk to the ambulance or should we bring a stretcher?" I responded, "My chest is painful." A few minutes later, I'm now in hospital and I have a breakdown. The one paramedic says, "Be strong." This made things worse because now I was thinking about all the operations I've had, my sons, day two of this great opportunity that was going to happen the following day or supposed to happen the following day. Deep down, I wanted to scream, "Don't tell me to be strong." Now, let's get one thing clear. When someone is at their lowest point, the words "be strong" means don't be weak. The opposite of strong is weak. I'm the firstborn child. I was always told to be strong for my siblings, to be a good example. As a mother, when I'm at my lowest or when I'm sick, I am told to be strong for the sake of my kids. Question is, who is going to be strong for me when I am feeling weak? Self-doubt and depression sets in because you have been strong all your life and those closest to you don't know how to handle this weaker version of you and they don't know how to support you because you are always seen as the strong one, the one who has their shit together, the homemaker, the fixer, the rock, the glue that keeps things together. All your life you have been strong for everybody else and you have no more energy for yourself. Personally, I was never on a mission to be superwoman. Being strong was the only option I had. Hell, I was a breadwinner before I was even eligible to drive a car. I was a breadwinner before I lost my virginity. Contrary to popular belief, it is the strong ones who contemplate suicide. They are the ones who will attempt or even succeed in their mission. Suicide will save them the embarrassment of being perceived as weak, of being seen as failures. The weak will never contemplate taking their own lives because there isn't much of a life to run away from. There aren't any responsibilities to run away from. The weak don't have much of a life to begin with. They've had other people doing things for them. They have others, the strong, the providers, the breadwinners taking care of them. Most of them have never even worked a day in their lives. Society expects nothing of them, so therefore there is no pressure. And where there is no pressure, life is a breeze. You live for today and tomorrow will sort itself out. Look at most people who suffer depression or those who have attempted suicide. They, in inverted commas, had everything going for them. They didn't want or ask for anything. They seemed happy. That's what people say. That's what people see. Meanwhile, they were overwhelmed. They were not allowed to be weak because the narcissistic society wanted them to be strong, so they didn't have to step up to the plate or take the wheel for that extra mile. Reminds me of a quote by Lisa Nichols. "You want to make me extraordinary because it lets you off the hook. Don't tell me to be strong. Instead, hug me, hold my hand, or offer to carry some of the load if you are in a position to do so." By now you are wondering why or how I got to a point of sharing such thoughts and opinions. I'll tell you why. For the last few weeks, I have been inundated with posts on social media that make me believe there is some retrograde energy floating in the air. Allow me to share a few. Fortune Masina on the 9th of August posted this. "Lots of us are going through the most right now." TK Matebula posted this on the 20th of August. "I might not be dressed in raggedy clothes, looking ill or constantly complaining, or have tears running down my face each day you bump into me. That doesn't mean I'm not going through the most. Struggles and depression doesn't have a face or a look. Pay attention to those close to you. We might not say much, but we do need a little help." Thabo Bokamoso posted this on the 16th of August. "Does adulting sometimes get so heavy and lonely on you that you just want to kill yourself? I sometimes think about this and I wonder if it's normal. Not that I will kill myself, but just wondering if I'm the only one." Abongile Walaza posted this on the 9th of August. "Black parents can notice a pregnant daughter faster than they can notice a depressed daughter or son. This is sad." Buipuelo Tuge on the 4th of August posted this. "Yes, I'm depressed, but I'd rather wake up every day facing my reality than addictions. A quarter of my family relatives are addicted to alcohol, and some have psychosis of the lung due to alcohol addiction. I've built a relationship with my reality." Donald Galetzani posted this on the 5th of August. "Dear men, we guys go through a mental breakdown alone, and we let our egos decide for us not to talk. About 3 months ago, I was diagnosed with depression and I wasn't speaking to anyone about it until I nearly lost people I really cared about. That's when I started to realize the importance of talking about mental illness. I've noticed that mentally strong people move on. They don't waste time feeling sorry for themselves. They embrace change. They welcome challenges. They focus on what's in their power and don't waste time on things they cannot control. They are kind, fair, and unafraid to speak up. Sometimes you feel like you are on an emotional roller coaster. You'll feel sad for a period, and then when you finally start feeling good again, you'll sink back into sadness. Transformations are exhausting, but you are evolving and things will become much better. Hang tight." End of tweet. My humble opinion, it is not the weak you should worry about. It is the strong ones. Oh, the burden to be strong. Aspire to inspire before you expire.
This is CliffCentral.com.